Clodagh Walsh has the news in full.
The US President Barack Obama will today sign into law a series of measures that will protect up to 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation and offer many a better chance of making visits to their home countries. In a televised address last night, President Obama outlined the executive action he plans to take, which will offer work permits to millions of undocumented people, including potentially thousands of illegal Irish people. Our Washington correspondent Katrina Perry reports.
Under the plans, those who are in the US illegally for at least 5 years, have children who are either US citizens or legal residents, and who pass a criminal background check, will be entitled to protection from deportation and to apply for a work permit if they register for taxes and Social Security. Enforcement officials will only deport those convicted of serious criminal offences rather than those who've been arrested for minor ones. There are new visas for students who complete science and technology degrees and for entrepreneurs who have capital funding and can create jobs. Perhaps most significantly, there'll be what's described as a relaxation of the re-entry ban imposed on illegal immigrants who leave the US to return to their home countries. Once they obtain advance permission, those with temporary status will be allowed to come and go for reasons of personal hardship. The changes are expected to begin to take force from early next year. Katrina Perry, RTE News.
The central bank's controversial plan to set mandatory deposits of 20% for home buyers has been backed by the European Commission, which is assessing Ireland's progress after the EU IMF bailout. Officials from the Troika will end their latest mission to Dublin today. Our business editor, David Murphy.
The central bank has come under pressure over its plans to raise the size of deposits required to buy a home. But its proposals have been backed by the European Commission, which believes the regulations would prevent a further property bubble. Commission sources say they're happy with improved economic growth, lower unemployment and falling mortgage arrears. But they've sounded a note of caution over the government's flat charges for water. The European Commission will assess the new charging structure and publish a report in January. But in reality, since the conclusion of the bailout, the Troika doesn't have the enforcement powers it once did.
An Irish technology company, which was set up 3 years ago with just 8 employees, is to announce later today the creation of 120 new jobs at its headquarters in Cork. The announcement will be made by the Taoiseach Enda Kenny, who will also attend a ceremony to mark the beginning of construction on a €50 million office block in the city centre. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
Xanadu is an Irish company which was founded in 2011 to provide technical support to clients like Matchbook.com, a leading sports betting exchange. Operating internationally, Xanadu has grown quickly. The company currently employs over 100 people, and later this morning at its headquarters at Blackpool in Cork City, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny will announce the recruitment of another 120 staff. Members of the We Won't Pay anti-water charge campaign have said they will stage a protest during the Taoiseach's visit to the company. Mr. Kenny will also attend a ceremony to mark the beginning of construction on a 200,000 square foot office block at Albert Quay in Cork. Developer John Cleary is investing €50 million to create the city centre's biggest office development. Pascal Sheehy, RTE News, Cork.
A new survey has found that 76% of employers plan to increase their workforce next year. The survey of 2,500 companies by recruitment company Hayes Ireland found that 3 out of 5 employees are considering changing job next year as the economy improves. However, it also reveals that many job candidates are now prioritising work-life balance. Our industry and employment correspondent Ingrid Miley.
According to Hayes, this survey of 2,500 employers, with employees ranging from unskilled to specialists, reflects how the economic recovery is translating into employment. 71% of employers increased headcount last year, but even more, 76% plan to do so next year. That rises to 81% for construction firms, a sector devastated in the recession. 57% of companies experienced a skills shortage, but only 17% looked overseas for talent. Over a third hired interns, but only 5% would consider hiring mature candidates. As for employees, around 60% are considering changing jobs as the economy improves, mainly because they're concerned about pay or a lack of career progression or challenge in their existing post. Significantly, many candidates now prioritise time off above job security and the working environment, focusing first on salary, then career development, followed by work-life balance and job security. Following 6 years of pay cuts and freezes, over half of workers, 54%, expect a pay rise next year, whilst 48% expect a bonus. Only a quarter anticipate promotion.
A woman has died in a single vehicle crash in Dublin. It happened at around 4:30 this morning at the junction of Nangor Road and Ring Road in Clondalkin. Traffic restrictions remain in place in the area this morning following the crash. And now the time is just 8:07.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant Engineering. Why not upgrade to a super efficient Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler for reliable, lower cost heating? Think boilers, think Grant.
Some mist and fog patches will affect parts of the country for a time at first this morning, but the wet weather in parts of the south will spread to all parts during the morning and afternoon, clearing any mist. The rain will be heavy at times, but it'll be a mild day with highest temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees in a fresh southeasterly wind, and the rain will start to clear away to the east later this evening.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with Hyundai. Heard about our 5 years free servicing offer? Hyundai. Believe everything you hear.
The latest travel news from the AA. Firstly, in Tipperary, there is an incident southbound on the M7 between Junction 26 Nina West and Junction 27 Bird Hill, and care is needed there in approach. In Cork now, emergency services are dealing with an overturned car on the N20 Cork Limerick Road between New Two Pothouse and Buttevant. Traffic is busy in the area as a result. In Dublin now, a crash inbound on the Naas Road before the red count change has been cleared, but delays remain on approach. And staying in Dublin, the Outer Ring Road is closed at the Nangor Road junction following a fatal crash and diversions are in place. Moving closer to the city then, Parkgate Street is busy now onto the North Quays. There are delays from Wolftone Quay through to Bachelor's Walk. Finally, in Cork, it's busiest at the moment inbound on the Dublin Road approach to the Dunkettle Interchange. Delays also in the city centre on Albert Street and northbound on Patrick Street.